Morning, everybody.
Wow. Kind of got partial vision here today. I can see you anyway. How you been? It was a cold week, wasn't it? My. Really makes you appreciate the sunshine, doesn't it? Something else. Well, anyway, we're going to start today with page 68, please. And let's stand. 68. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful day, the opportunity to be here today, Lord, to worship you. Thank you for that song, Lord. It means a lot. It should mean a lot to all of us, Lord, how we just need to be praising your name constantly and continually, Lord. Be with us today, Lord. We're going to have a bit of time here to go through our Bibles with Pastor. Going to have a message today kind of sponsored for the youth, Lord, but we're all going to get something out of it. I know you will, and that's your plan. Be with us as we do so. Guide and direct. What a great day it is, Lord, just to be able to be here. Thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's see. 352, please. 352. Amen. first, 'tis the last. No merit of my own is anger to suppress. My only hope is found in Jesus' righteousness. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life freely gives. Thank you. See, tonight is our evening service at 6 o'clock. We have a music committee meeting scheduled for after the service tonight. So don't forget that. Ballots due by March 2nd, coming right up. Nominate committee is going to meet on the 3rd. Clock spring forward on the 9th. Annual business meeting is the 12th. Our next Iron Sharpens Iron meeting is going to be on the 4th, and then later on the 18th. Personal evangelism is scheduled for the 11th and 25th. The thought for the week from our pastor. What is your grade for following Jesus' Great Commission? Pass or fail? Guys, you'll come forward. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yes, we have a fighting meeting today at 4:30.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. If you wish to be involved and plan what's coming up in the church, be here at 4:30 today. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for the beautiful day, Lord. Just the opportunity to be here. The good group showed up so far, Lord. Anticipating a little more time in your word, Lord. Thank you for our nation, Lord, for our leaders. Be with them, Lord, guide and direct there. I just pray, Lord, that they would remember you, Lord, in all the decisions that they have to make for our great nation. But, Lord, now we have a chance to give back a small portion to you. Just ask you to be with the gift and giver in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Let's see. Jason, you're going to play for us. Thank you.
We're running an obstacle course now. Good morning, everybody. Oh, this morning I have a song that I've brought before a couple times. The last time I played it, something like 8 months ago or so, Gene Rock came to me and he says, "Will you promise to play that at my funeral?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, don't make me play it too soon, you know, but I will." And, you know, providentially I was not able to do that. And in honor of my promise and in honor of Gene, I want to do that for him today. But mostly in honor of the Lord because of what he has done for us. And the name is "He Brought Me Out." You've heard it before. And the chorus goes, "He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah." And a lot of people here knew Gene better than I did, but him and I were, you know, we're the same in a lot of ways and a lot of things, and we got along really well. And I'm going to miss my brother in Christ, but I know I'm going to see him again. But what I wanted to bring out is that, yes, through Jesus Christ, we have been brought out of the miry clay. But these bodies are the last vestige of the miry clay that we're going to leave behind. And Gene has left behind that last vestige of miry clay, and he's up in heaven and doesn't have that miry clay, that sin anymore. Excuse me. So something for us all to look forward to and know again that we're going to meet again. I'm going to adjust this real fast here. My heart was distressed 'neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, alleluia. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, alleluia. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, alleluia. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, alleluia. Amen.
mean it. Yes, it's a do-over. Because I think Jesus deserves more. Amen? Guys on the first verse, ladies on the third. Here we go. Ready? Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O Word, His wonderful love proclaimed. Hallelujah! Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children in His arms. He carries them all day long. Hallelujah. Praise Him, feels of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Ladies.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, our hosannas sing. Jesus, Savior, reign forever and ever. Crown Him, God and priest and King. Christ is come. Over the world victorious, power and glory, hail to the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
I'll set the refrain with excited, praiseful hearts. Here we go.
Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm ready for the sound.
That's a microphone. Hey, I want to say I really enjoyed sitting with you guys. You're good singers. Did you know that? Thank you for coming up to sit with me. All right, Miss Kim, if you'd grab the podium over there for me, please. We've got just a little bit of housekeeping to do here. How many can or cannot see this?
I can.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do here. How's that? All right, today is a children's message, and I do welcome all of us here today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Kimmy. And is anyone excited about the temperature today?
No.
Hallelujah. God is good to us in so many ways above what we can even comprehend. But I'm excited today to have this children's message, and it is a message that applies to children of all ages, by the way. This is an interactive message, so I'm going to be inviting people to get out of their comfort zone, for sure the young folks, but older folks too, because this message has a relevance that we need to look at today. But the title of our message today is Fishing for Men. So we're going to have just a moment of prayer where we can adjust our hearts, because even though this is a time when we're edified, where we learn from the Word of God, it's also a time, once again, that we need to worship the Lord today. And so we'll take some time to adjust our hearts for that here in just a moment. Just a reminder, as Lonnie mentioned, there is a planning meeting at 4:30. I believe I hear him say there's a music meeting. Excuse me, after the services, but also tonight is our film night, so be here at 6 o'clock sharp. We'll see the second half of the film that we previewed 2 weeks ago. With that said, is there anything else we need to announce today? Otherwise, we're going to shift our gears now to worship and edification. So let's take just a few minutes. I'll have a short pastoral prayer after we have a minute of silent prayer. And then I invite you to move forward today. If you can't see and there's a problem with that, move on up. And again, you're invited to participate. And the more that we can have participate, the more things we're going to learn. So I invite you to do that today. It's for kids of all ages. Let's pray together and we'll begin. Our Heavenly Father, as hearts are turned towards you this day, we pray that you again will feel a genuine sense of praise and honor, Lord, that comes from the hearts of those here assembled today, known as Fruitland Baptist Church. We pray, Lord, that we would throw off the coldness that we experienced in the last week in the weather. Even though you have a purpose for coldness, Lord, it does not have a purpose in the lives of believers. We need to be red hot for you, Lord, and I pray that you would forgive us when we take things less than seriously about our relationship with you. Thank you today, Lord Jesus, for your benevolence and grace manifested toward us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending that gift to us in the form of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you as well for the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the one who comes alongside and comforts and convicts. And today, Lord, I pray that our hearts would be both comforted and convicted, if there may be a case for either or both in our lives. Lord, that we would get ourselves together by your grace and help and do what you tell us to do, Lord, and enjoy the fruits of what you will bless us with, Lord, when we do it your way. Now, thank you, Lord, that you have been good to us in every way. I thank you today, especially, Lord, for children, whether they be young or old, but I'm going to thank you especially for these young guys that are up here with me this morning. I pray, Lord, that you'll work in their lives today, that they'll understand that you are a loving God and that you have a tender, gentle spot for them, Lord, as your sheep, that you don't want anyone to perish, but that you would have all to be saved because of your great love for all of mankind. And, Lord, that today we would examine our lives and consider fishing as we move forward and go from here today. I pray today, Lord, that no one will leave here the same as they came, that there will be a change, Lord, that they'll either grow closer to you or be convicted of their distance. And, Lord, to see it be different today as they leave from this building. Now, Lord, I ask your help as I illustrate this. And may we enjoy this time, but also may we take it very seriously and see it change us and grow us. We pray for those that could not be here today, for those of our number who are not well. And yet, Lord, we think too of our communities around us. We pray that you would draw them to yourself through us here at Fruitland Baptist, Lord. Help me as the one who is responsible and has the privilege of presenting today. Give me strength. Give me freedom of lips, Lord. And may the Spirit have free course with what takes place here today. I am weak, but you are strong. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, folks, we'll go into this very simply. If you have a copy of the scriptures with you, whether electronically or in paper, and I neglected to mention last week that there was a gift given to Fruitland Baptist Church, you may notice that in many of the pews there are Bibles on the ends, and those Bibles are there for you. If you need a Bible today, whether it be to use in the service or one that you would like to have, those Bibles are there for you to take. It is a gift. And indirectly, it is a gift from God, because, once again, his word is a gift to us, right? Amen. Hallelujah. We've got dynamite in our hands, right, guys? Okay. So, friends of the Savior, today is our Focus Children's message. We do that every other month. And it has to do with the subject of fishing. How many in this room have ever gone fishing? You like it? Okay. I see several fisher persons here in this room this morning. My hand is up, but I'm going to get to that here in a minute. I would like to do more of it, but the kind of fishing we're talking about today is going to be the fishing that Jesus taught his disciples. His first disciples were, in fact, people that were by trade fisher people, fishermen. So some of you may be fisher persons, and we've seen that hand raised, and I am desirous to do it more, as I have only done it in my adult life since I've been married three or four times that I can remember. At least three of the times involved youth groups, and one of the time with our grandchildren, the little ones at Weed Park. That's pathetic, folks. Why? Because I always say I don't have... Now, you're going to see how this all fits together when it comes to fishing for men. But that's the excuse that I use for not going fishing. Folks, I want that to change in my life. I want to go do some fishing, and I want to do more fishing for Jesus. Maybe you do too. We'll see how that works out today. No time, and it's the story of my life. I hope to do it more in the days ahead, but we'll see. That's my thing to deal with. I am told that ice fishing is quite popular. How many of you in here have done that? I see several that have. Hopefully not very much of it this year, because you'd be fishing on thin ice. Now, Corey, you seemed enthusiastic about that, but I'm told some of the huts out there get up to 70 degrees when you fish on the ice. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't get up in those easy huts. I wish I had one.
Well, I would go for that too, yeah. But fishing is a seasonal thing that can be done in every season of the year, right? Yeah, in the old days, people didn't think much of that, about doing it when it was cold and bitter cold, but you know what? It can be done all the time. See the parallel there again that we find with that. And so, like we say, there's a lot of reasons why we should go fishing and we should not be hindered. But here's the point of all this today, folks. Jesus challenged some men that he chose early in his ministry that were fishermen to become fishers of men. Not to eat or throw back the fish, but for the eternal sake of people's souls. That's what Jesus described as fishermen. Do any of you remember, by the way, the status that the Lord found Andrew and John and some of the other fishermen in? They were ready to give up, weren't they? Because they... Yep, well, we're going to know it now, because they'd gone out, cast their nets, and they got no fish, zero. And Jesus said, I'm going to teach you to be fishers of men. And by the time that Jesus was ready to go back into heaven, he confronted them again, and he told them and reminded them that he had called them to be fishers of men. And if I remember the number correctly, it's found in John 21. I believe there were 153 fish, because they had the same thing happen. Their net was empty, and they cast in their net, and 153 fish were in that net, which represents basically, give or take throughout all time, that many nations that exist in our world. Jesus said, you need to go after the fish, the people, and their souls in this world for me. Well, that was the point of all that, and he invites us today as well to join that group in his Great Commission. To catch souls for his Great Commission to become fishers of men. That's all born-again people here today, folks, by the way, this morning. Whether you're young or old, it applies to all of us. So this morning we will explore fishing for the souls of men after I read the text from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 12 through 22. And that's where we're going to be at this morning. But maybe today you are ready to learn more about fishing, and I would like to learn more about it in both ways, fishing for men, but also in fishing for the physical fish. I think there's a lot that we can learn. But I hope that, again, you're excited, and maybe your fishing fervor this morning has diminished, like the first ones that we saw in the early disciples. And I mentioned earlier this morning, they were ready to give up, and maybe some are like that here this morning. But hopefully you and I will be motivated today from Jesus's preaching and teaching to start back up. And this message will be just what we need to help us. So this morning, and we're going to get here real soon to come up here and do some fishing on the table this morning. A few points that I'd like to talk to you about fishing. But before we do that, Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 22. The following is recorded, and some of this, again, are the words of Jesus. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, that's John the Baptist, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Jesus is the light of the world. And here's what he said. From that time on, Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And I want to go through 22, one more verse. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. May God add his blessing today as we look into his word. The first point I want to talk to us about this morning involving fishing is this. Have you, first of all, ever responded to the call from Jesus to go fishing? Have you ever responded to Jesus' call to go fishing, just like he did here? By the way, he's called every believer to go fishing. There is none that have not been called unless you have rejected the call. Have you been called and caught by Jesus to go fishing? If so, you are called to go fishing. And I alluded to this earlier. That's found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and it's called the Great Commission. And Jesus says, go, make disciples, teach them, baptize them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, he says, our obligation as a believer is to reach people and their souls with the gospel and love message of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be a fisher of men. Everyone got that? Second point, when you go fishing, you need to take bait. Now, guys, you said you've done some fishing. What do you use for bait?
Worms.
You use worms? Anyone else have another? Yes, sir.
Worms.
You like to use worms? Do you dig them up yourself or do you buy them? Do you? A lot of people do. Whenever I have gone, the few times I have, I dug them up myself.
I got the blue kind.
The blue kind?
Yeah, and the blue one.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I thought your arm was up, your hand. That's okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Bailey. There you go. So worms is a popular bait to use. Paulus. Okay, so other fish, minnows that we use. Paul, Bob.
I used a picture of a worm one time and I threw it out and I got a picture of a fish.
Well, Bob, that's about par for the course, right? There you go. Anyone else want to share? Some people use lures. Some people use stink bait, cheese, all kinds of different things. When we use it to go after specific things, and I'll mention that here in just a minute. I'm sorry? Vonnie. There you are. I'm sorry. That's okay. If you want to, you guys have anything more to say? Okay. Faith.
They go and do it in their hands. There's a name for it.
Canoodling?
Yes,
canoodling. All right. Autumn. Fake fish, like a lure, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Paulus.
They're
fake. Yeah. They're called lures, but yeah. Yeah. Because they attract fish by their movement, by their colors, different things like that. Jason, and then we're going to move on here.
Yeah, out in California, I grew up fishing off the pier in the ocean, and we always use chump.
Wow. Chump. Type of fish, right? I couldn't hear the last
bit. Just pieces of fish.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? All the different ways people do that. Go ahead, Nancy.
Shad cuts,
okay. Yeah.
Shad cuts is good for like springtime and stuff when water's so cold.
Yeah. I've heard all kinds of things. Chicken livers.
Shrimp.
Yep. All kinds of things. But obviously, when you go fishing, yes, sir, Paulus.
Whole minnows.
Whole minnows. Thank you, Paulus. Anyway, obviously, when you go fishing, you got to prepare some bait. Now, we don't want to take this wrong in the ministry of reaching souls, fishing for men, but we still want to present Jesus in a way that is what? Attractive. Okay? So, obviously, If you want to lead someone to the Lord and present the gospel to him, you don't say, well, I know this story about a guy named Jesus. And I'm really depressed today about that. Obviously not. You go out, hopefully, with genuine enthusiasm in your heart. But the point is, before you go out with the bait to fish for men, you have to prepare the bait. And I heard that being mentioned. Cutting? preparing. If you're using it on a hook, you have to bait the hook in a proper way. How do you do that, by the way, with a worm? You don't just put it on once. You do what?
Twice.
You bent maybe four or five times if it's a big worm. Yes, sir, Maddox.
I tried fishing, but I got no fish.
You know what, Maddox? I've had those problems too. I have. I really have. Yeah. And usually the ones I caught, I had to throw back. We'll talk about that too later. Yeah. Bailey. Yeah, that's essentially all you do. You have to have some equipment. You may need a sinker. You may need a bobber, other things to control the height. And there's different species of fish that you might go deeper or shallower or use different things. But the bait has to be relevant.
For different fishes. Yeah.
There is. We'll talk about that too, okay? And we'll look at that. But before you use bait, you need to prepare the bait. Tell me, what's the bait? Yes, but in the fishing of men, it's the Word of God. Okay? It's the story of who God is, who man is, and who Jesus is, and how badly we need him. And how, again, he should be very attractive to humans, because we desperately need him. We desperately need him. Our bait is found in the Word of God, and you must cut it and prepare it, you know, rightly dividing the word truth, and how to use it. And make it attractive to the fish. Okay, go ahead, Maddox. Oh, do you have another? You know what, Maddox? You're saying it just like it is, man. It is hard to fish. It's hard to fish for real fish, and it's hard to fish for people fish, isn't it? And sometimes we can come back. We might go with all kinds of goals. We might have the right bait, the right rod, the right equipment, the right net, by the way, whatever the case may be. We'll talk about that too. And sometimes we come back empty-handed. But we know one thing that Jesus said, his word never returns unto him void. If we take the bait of the word of God to people, they will do one of two things. They will either consider it and possibly receive it, or they will reject it. But God's word never comes back void, okay? It's not like what you're talking about, Maddox. When we throw the hook into the water and we have it baited with a juicy worm and we see a nibble on it, but when we pull it up, the worm is gone and there's no fish.
I don't.
You know, I don't either, because I wanted to get some fish. And that's how we should be with Jesus. Go ahead, Maddox.
Now.
Yes. Well, I agree with you, Maddox, but you know what? Isn't it worth keeping trying it? Yeah. I mean, if I said to you, Maddox, let's go fishing today, you'd probably say, okay, right? By the way, I'm inviting all of us to go fishing for the souls of men. The bait, let's listen to this very quickly here. The bait you should prepare are the following basics from the Word of God. The first one, the love of God, John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world. And he gave his only begotten, unique Son, the God-man, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The second thing that we always ought to let be known in our bait is the wrath of God. God is angry with sin, and there is a penalty and price to pay for sin. I'm thinking here about two verses in particular, Romans 3:23, which says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," and then one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible, which all of them are, is Romans 6:23, which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then I'll get to you in just a second, Maddox, and then also the help of God. And I like to use a verse like this, Romans 5:8. "But God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet Christ died for us." Maddox.
Now,
fish
can die from alligators.
Yes, they can. And that brings up another good point. Maddox is really bringing this message to us today. Who would the alligator represent in this story? Satan. He wants to destroy the fish. But God loves his fish. He doesn't want them to be destroyed by the alligator, who is Satan, the serpent, right? Doesn't this all fit together? Hey, let's let these young folks preach. Bailey, go ahead.
Isn't it like Adam and Eve when they were in the garden?
Absolutely. You got it right. Absolutely. Who had a hand over here? Okay. The fourth little thing to remember about cutting bait and preparing the bait for the fish you were about to go out to is found in Romans 5:15-13, and this is the bait of the hope in God. I'll give you that verse. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. By the way, you've got to go out with joy and peace in your heart. That's part of the bait. That you may abound in, here's the word, hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. We go fishing in the power of the Holy Spirit with joy and with hope to present hope to others. The third point of this message today. Well, let me emphasize that. Prepare and use the bait with the power of prayer through the work of the Holy Spirit. Third point, determine the place of fishing. I mentioned that I've gone to a couple lakes and ponds with young people. Hang on a second, Maddox, I'll get to you. With youth groups, and to have an opportunity with the little kids, we went to Weed Park several years ago, and that's the extent of my fishing in 47 years of going after actual fish. That is sad, isn't it? But we need to determine where we were going to fish, and that's important for us. But one of the key things to that, Bob, you'll like this. When you go to fish, you need to go where the fish. Thank you. Bailey, and then, Maddox first, and then Bailey. Go ahead, Maddox.
Now, whales, don't they eat fish, too?
Whales can eat fish?
Yeah.
Well, whales are actually a fish as well. Yeah.
And they can eat fish, and they can eat fish, too.
They absolutely can, Maddox. You're right about that.
And then I have a little water
that
the
spouts breathe, right?
Yes, that's right. Fish breathe through their gills, don't they? They get oxygen from the water. Yeah. You're sharp on these things, Maddox. Bailey.
Usually there's a lot of fish in the pond down by the pond.
Bailey, if I decide to go fishing, will you tell me where to go to get some fish? I'll be calling you. Vonnie. Okay. I like the river. When I used to work at Agra loading barges, that was a popular place, the dust and stuff from the corn, right up ahead of the power plant down there. That was a good fishing spot. A lot of people pulled a lot of nice catfish and different things out of the river there. But obviously, we have to determine where the fish are. So there's three things to think about as we fish for the souls of men. We may want to fish in what's known as the sea. And in Scripture, the sea represents a massive group of people. This might be something you do over technology or in a big way through some kind of publications or things like that. We can fish for the mass amounts of people. Go ahead.
Now.
Yes.
Can eat fish, but fishers can run away from the sharks.
Well, sometimes they can, Maddox, but sometimes the sharks overtake them. But that's how God has designed our ecosystem, because some fish do feed on fish. Yep, that is very correct. You're right about that. But you know what? We know this, that God has designed all things that work together. And he has a plan for how that's all done that he placed in his creation. So you've observed very well the things that are going on. Bailey. Well, God's creatures can smell or determine fear on us. But you all know this, that with sharks, when they happen to find a trace of blood in the water, they can smell it, detect it, and then they're after prey. They're after another species that is weaker than them that they're gonna take. Okay, Maddox.
Now, trash, don't go in the water, and the fish can smell it.
You're exactly right, Maddox. God has designed our creation wonderfully, how it all operates. It really is. It shows us, again, that God is our creator. It's a divine, unique, all-powerful, omnipotent creator. So that's right. Now, a couple other things about fishing. You could go to the sea with vast amounts of people. You might go to a pond. I like to go to a pond. I have fished as a kid in the Mississippi River, a pond that is a little bit more contained. Okay, so it has a specific group to it that you want to reach. And you can think of that example. It's a concentrated area or a class of people where you focus on them alone in your fishing. And the third thing is what I like to call personal fishing, which is in a small stream where there are just a few fish, maybe of only one species, and also maybe only one that you're going after in particular, like the big one that got away all these many times. All right, go ahead. Dolphins do a lot of jumping, but many species of fish do that. But I have been told that dolphins are very much able to communicate with humans. Did you know that? We have a real bond there between us.
Yeah. The dolphins don't like to go in the water sometimes and then jump in.
You're right, Maddox. You're on top of things. Good thing, man. So, that's the third point. Determine the place of fishing. The fourth point, determine the types of fish. Okay, and this is where I want our young folks to come up this morning. But hear me out. Come on up, young and old. If you're older, you'll like doing this too. Miss Kim, will you help us, please, with this? I may have to call on some of you adults to come up here to get this done. But we need to determine the types of fish that God wants us to go to. God has given all of us a personality, all these young folks here. You've already seen some of the blessings God's given them. They're interested in some of these things. And we should be too, and maybe... You know, for me, I like to talk to farmers and self-employed people because I have a touch there with them. But that's not the only people I like to, but it's probably a persuasion that I fit better with. So we need to determine the type of fish that we are interested in fishing for, even though all of them are important. I listed a couple here, catfish and trout. Now, an interesting thing about that is you probably will not find catfish and trout in the same body of water. Is that true? They live in different climates, different ecosystems, and so forth. So we need to determine, again, where God would have us to go and explore the possibilities and the varieties that we best connect with. So we're going to do some fishing here this morning, and I want some adults. There's at least 18 fish that need to be caught this morning out of here. Come up, and come up, moms and dads. Get up here. Sandra? Corey? Yeah. Now, hold on a minute here. Let's show the audience what you have here this morning. First of all, Miss Kim.
What is that?
Fishing pole.
So they have their tool. Can we turn it on?
Yep. Now, here's, in this case, this is a pond. And what they're going to be doing is trying to catch a fish that's in this pond. And then we're going to look because all of these fish are numbered. And there's 18 possibilities, and there could be more that I've listed here on the board. Sandra, if we could keep that board where our audience could see it this morning. Thank you so much. Thank you. Anyone wants to know? Come on up. Corey, tell them. It's okay, isn't it? Okay. More of you can get in there at once and try to get one. There you got one. Now hang on a minute. Okay. Let's wait. We're going to talk about that. Some of our fisher people here need a little extra. That's good. You got him.
Okay. Okay, Maddox, can you pass your fishing pole to someone? Bailey needs it. It's not easy, is it?
Fishing's not easy.
Maddox told us that earlier.
Oh, you lost it. Sometimes that can happen too. Oh, you got him. Hang in there. Oh.
I'm trying to move over here.
Jason, hop.
Oh, good. Paul, what number? Okay. I got one. You want to catch a feather, Bailey?
Good job, Bonnie. All right. Now let's shut this down for a minute, Miss Kim. Let's check some of these numbers with the board, okay? All right. Start out on the other side of the table, and if you've caught a fish, then you can sit down. Bonnie, what did you get?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing yet. All right. Help me out. Yeah. Hannah, how about you?
13.
All right. Audience, what's number 13? It could be you may God may have called you to help poor people and to bring, again, to fish for the... Be a fishers of men to someone that maybe is from a lower class that doesn't have a lot of opportunities. What other numbers do we have here?
16.
I got 16. That might be to women. Okay? Sometimes ladies would be called to fish for women. Who else has got a number here today?
15.
What one?
15.
Well, we have men and we have women. So some may be directed to fish for the souls of men. Different
nine.
People. Guys. Number nine? Maybe you have a grandparent who does not know Jesus. You can fish for their soul. And some more? Okay, so Sandra, in your case, the people you work with, you have a fishing field to fish for their souls. Okay.
All right, I'm ready to go.
We're going to do a few more, and then we got to get done. Come on up. Come on up. Hang on. We'll get a few caught, and then we'll talk about the numbers. Kathy, you going to do some fishing? Who else would like to try quickly, because we're almost out of time? Okay, get up here, guys. Okay. Has anyone not gotten a fish that would like to? Miss Kim, we're going to have to shut down because we're running out of time. All right, real quickly, let's look and see what they've caught up here. But you can look as well on the board. These are all things, and there are more that we can do. So what numbers have we got?
Eight.
Number eight, I can't see.
Siblings.
Siblings. You may have a brother or sister that needs to be, again, fished for Jesus. What else have you got?
Three.
Number three could be your friends. Yeah. What else? That might be a certain ethnicity. Maybe you know some people that are immigrants from a foreign nation. We'll get to it in just a second, Hannah. Or other people groups, you may want to specifically go after that group. Hannah, what did you have? 19? 19 is question marks. It could be many different scenarios that you can reach.
Six,
I can't see.
Children.
Children. So maybe adults, you'd go for children. And we'll do a couple more. Number 18 would be people that are lost in general. That might be the big sea fishing. Okay, number one, and we're going to have to quit. It could be people at school. Okay? Now, we're going to have to come to a conclusion here, everyone. But what we know, what these young folks and some of you older folks that came up, this is not easy, is it? But with perseverance and with persistence, we can fish for men, and God will catch them due to our efforts, okay? And will call them into his kingdom and to be saved. So, two more things before we're done. Not only do we need to determine the type of fish, but we also need to explore the methods of fishing. Can anyone give me the two methods? Okay. Jesus wanted his fishermen to fish with a what? A net, but also individual fish, like with a pole and a line and with bait. So it can be individuals or groups. And then the frequency of fishing. How often should we be fishing for men? Like me, four times in 47 years as far as the actual fishing? No, it's an ongoing thing. And I think this is the best way to sum that up. We need to make it a regular part of our life, and we need to get our hands and our hearts engaged in fishing for men, for the souls of men. The real thing here as we close today is this, is don't get caught up in a pattern of not fishing like I have in my physical life, but most importantly, in our spiritual life. Get out there and fish. Jesus has called us. He's called you. And know this, folks, he wants us to enjoy it, he wants to practice it, when it comes to the souls of men and are presenting him to them today. So kids, you've determined this, you've seen it. Hopefully it's jogged your memories, folks, to think about what you're doing. And you know what? We're going to sing a different song than what's in your bulletin as we close today. But I just want to tell you this. If you're here today, apart from Jesus, if you've never been rescued by Jesus, Jesus is fishing for you today. He wants me and you and all the rest. We need to present that to someone, but it's been presented to you today. Will you receive Jesus today? But if you have received Jesus, are you doing what he's told us to do? To become fishers of men. Jesus told the disciples, the early ones, he says, I will make you fishers of men. We have a track record that's found in Scripture that he indeed did accomplish that with most of them. How do you and I line up with that today? Fishers of men. It's a directive from the Lord Jesus. Today, okay, we're going to sing, I will make you. Here we go. Let's stand if you're able. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. As we close today, would there be one who would need to receive Jesus today that's been fished for with the message of the gospel? And would there be one today that could admit and maybe even step forward publicly and say, I haven't been out fishing for the souls of men, and I need to get back with it? I'll tell you what, I'll pray with you, and I would believe there'd be more than one here that would today. Don't let this day go to waste. Denny Wheeler, would you? Nope, he's out back today. Marlon, would you close our service in prayer? But I'll be waiting here if you need to come forward. I want to talk about fishing for men. I'm glad to do that today. Marlon? Mm-hmm.